over now, live to the open day of Clontarf from the Irish Wheelchair Association. Good afternoon, Debbie. How's things going down there?
Not too bad, Noel. How are you?
No, good, good, good. Nice and comfy in the studio. What's it like out? I haven't seen daylight for a while.
It's actually not too bad. It's a bit nippy, but it's, we're actually indoors, so we're okay. We're down in the Irish Wheelchair Association, as you said, down in Clontarf for the open day for the local community to showcase the facilities that's on campus. And I'm going to hand you over to the communication manager now, Anita Matthews, and she's going to tell you all about what's happening here today, Noel, okay?
Okay. Hello, Anita. Hello. Can you hear me, Anita?
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Hi, Anita. How's things going? Busy, busy right down there today.
Yeah, we're very active. Lots of visitors, lots of people coming and going. Just to come in, have a chat with all our members here, see what range of services, support, facilities and amenities are open to people with disabilities in the community, but also to our neighbours and businesses who maybe would like to come down and see what the sports hall and gym has to offer, if they'd like to rent a hall in the evenings, or even as well join in or volunteer with one of our groups.
Okay, so what time is it start to finish?
So we kicked off here this morning at about 10:30 and it continues on until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay, so still a good hour and a half for people to get down. You were saying there are the facilities where people can hire it out. What sort of facilities can people hire it out?
So we have meeting rooms here in our community centre. We also have a sports hall which can be rented out to local clubs and teams. It's available for children's birthday parties. And we also have a very busy gym that's open to all members of the community.
Okay, so can people drop in, or do you have to be members, or what way does it work? Because you have a swimming pool down there as well.
We have a swimming pool next door that's with the Central Remedial Clinic, so we're very close by. They're our neighbours, and people are more than welcome to drop in, and a member of staff with Irish Wheelchair Association will be delighted to show them around the campus here and what we have to offer.
Yeah, because you link up with next door, the CRC, don't you? Quite a lot.
Yeah, we work very closely.
Okay, and you mentioned some of the things there with the gym hall and the rooms that you have available for renting out. Sort of businesses to have meetings and or resident association, would that be the type of thing?
That's it, exactly. They'd be ideal for those type of events. We also have local ladies who come in for their knitting club, for historical societies, for gardening groups, etc. There's huge opportunity for lots of groups to come in and to join in with the range of activities that's going on with Irish Wheelchair Association.
Mm-hmm. And anyone that has the misfortune to be in a wheelchair, the activities for them there is there every day, all day. It's 7 days a week.
Yes, so in our community centre is open Monday to Friday. We also have a driving school for people who'd like to learn how to drive for the first time or return to driving. We have a very busy respite and holiday centre on campus. And we also have a store, Wheelchair Solutions, where people can drop in and rent or buy a wheelchair or a range of mobility appliances as well, that makes day-to-day life a little bit easier for everyone.
I didn't realise that people could rent out, because some people might have short stays in wheelchairs, maybe broken legs or stuff like that, or hips or whatever it may be. I didn't realise that was available.
That's it, exactly. So if somebody's recovering for surgery or, as you said, have unfortunately broken their legs, Wheelchair Solutions is based here in Irish Wheelchair Association, located on Blackheath Drive. And we rent a whole range of wheelchairs and, again, other mobility aids that can support them on their journey to recovery.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the Irish Wheelchair Association is widely known around the country, but especially in Dublin. But do you think people are sort of don't know the full extent of the service that's available?
Certainly. I think that Irish Wheelchair Association has so many range of services and support. They support people with disabilities right from when they're young children involved in sports and youth clubs, right up to all ages in life. People can avail of our services, from holidays, from learning how to drive, as I said, or from our largest services called the Assisted Living Services, which provides the one-to-one assistance in someone's home or local community to support someone to live as independently as possible.
Okay, and these are things they normally wouldn't know unless they were associated with the Wheelchair Association. This is what they learn down there.
That's it, and I would encourage everyone to visit iwa.ie to find out more about the vast range of services, supports, groups that are available throughout Dublin and nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it sounds like you're very busy down there, an open day. How much preparation goes into that? Is it sort of the minute you finish today, you have to start thinking about it next time?
That's it, and I suppose we're always very busy down in Irish Wheelchair Association Clontarf, and our next big campaign is our Angels fundraising campaign, which takes place on the 8th and 9th of November. So straight away again, our volunteers, our staff and our members will be back in action to plan that campaign, which is coming up in November.
Okay, and is that up on the website as well, all about the fundraising and I suppose canvassing for volunteers?
Yes, that's it. We would be delighted to get the support of local people who could maybe help us out at collections throughout the North Dublin area. And all the information, again, is up on our website, iwa.ie.
Okay, was anyone listening in now, or do you know anyone that would be interested in anything that's happening down there? I'll just go down there out of curiosity. You're there till 2 o'clock today, Anita, is that right?
That's right, and we'd be delighted to show someone around our busy campus here.
Okay, thanks very much for talking to us here on Air FM, Anita. Thank you.
Pleasure, thanks.
Enjoy the rest of the day. Thanks a lot. Okay, I think that's it from the Irish Wheelchair Association. It's on till 2 o'clock. You can go down and catch up with all the activities. I don't know if you're there, Debbie.
I'm here, Noel. Yeah,
it sounds busy down there, Debbie.
It is. It's a really, really buzzing and a great atmosphere. And I'm really shocked with the size and the amount of stuff that's taking place within the campus. There's so much going on. And it, as I said, the work we do is tremendous. And as Anita was speaking to you about the Angel fundraising coming up in the next couple of months, we'll cover that as well. But I'll let you go now. And I'll
okay, thank you very much.
Do some more interviews around. So thanks for talking today.
Okay.
And thanks to Anita as well.
See you. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Debbie McMahon, a colleague, and she's on Lifeline during the week from 9:30 until 11 o'clock. But there she is down there, the Irish Wheelchair Association, live open day until 2 o'clock. And thanks to Anita Matthews as well there.